Mishnah Gimel. We're going to have another case here where it seems to be there's a problem of Breira, where something which happens later on decides the status of an earlier action. But nevertheless, how the Gemara explains it, there is no problem of Breira. Ha'im Levonov, one who tells his sons, Harini Shechitza Pesach, I am going to slaughter the Korban Pesach, Al Mishi Yalem Mekem Rishon Yerushalayim, on behalf of whichever son comes up and reaches Yerushalayim first, says the Mishnah, Kivin Shechitza Rishon Rosh Yerushalayim, as soon as the first one of the sons enters with his head and his majority of his body into Yerushalayim, so he's now considered to have entered Yerushalayim, Zocha B'chelkai, he merits and acquires his portion, Umazakes Echav Imoi, and he also acquires it on behalf of all of his brothers with him. And the Gemara explains that all the father was trying to do was to get them to hurry up and to try and encourage them to reach Yerushalayim as soon as possible. But really, he slaughtered it on behalf of all of the sons. He just said that one of you needs to at least reach here. So as soon as one of the brothers does reach there, all of the brothers are considered to be designated on this one Korban Pesach, and they would eat it together on the night of Pesach. Now, up until which stage can one make oneself part of a group? Part of a Chabura? So the Mishnah says, L'olam nimnilalov, one can always designate himself and appoint himself as part of another group. And a Korban Pesach can be split with lots and lots of people up until what stage? Only up until the stage where there will be a kezias, the size of an olive, for each member of the group. The obligation of eating a Korban Pesach is you need to eat at least a kezias. Alright, and nimnenu moshne sedehem, one can appoint himself as part of a group. And one can also pull away from a group and say that I'm no longer part of this group, I'm going to be part of a different group. One can do that ad sheyishreit until the Korban Pesach is slaughtered. But once it's slaughtered, so he's now definitely part of that group, and the Korban Pesach was slaughtered on behalf of him. So he can't pull out of the group, and also can't add anyone else onto the group because it wasn't slaughtered on behalf of anybody else. Rabbi Shimon says, I agree with you, the Tanakama, that you can only add people up until it's slaughtered. But I hold that one who is part of the group can pull out of the group ad sheyizrak olav hasadam until the stage where the blood of the Korban Pesach is thrown onto the Mizbeach, because that is really the completion of the main service of the Korban Pesach, and so only after that point would it be too late to pull out of that group.